Hey friends, how are you? Welcome to another episode of the Danny Morrell Show. I gotta tell you, I'm excited because this is our first guest here on the show. She's live in our studio, which is actually not a studio, it's my office, but that's okay. You know, we make it look like a studio. Help me say hello to my friend, Miss Kelly Ellis. Say hello.
Hello. So good to be here. I didn't know I was your first guest.
Well, you're the first guest since the name has changed. Yes.
I'm the first guest.
Yes.
So I feel really special.
You are very special. And I love that we are matching.
Yeah. Not coordinated, but totally coordinated.
Yep.
Yeah.
And all I'm missing is a little red lipstick.
That's okay. I'll just plant one right on you.
Yep.
You
can there wear you it go. All day. Yeah. And I'll be like the Hispanic version of Kelly Ellis.
Check Woo! That out. I like it.
So Kelly, tell them a little bit about yourself.
I am an interior designer, have been for almost two decades. Started my career on television, on TLC, HGTV, Bravo, you name it. Have my own show on the Design Network.
Hold on, time out. How did you start your career on TV? Because that's something that most people like, hopefully someday, maybe they'll get there.
Yes.
It was how did that happen?
It was very random, actually.
Okay.
I started off with a marketing degree and then a law school education, which talk about sideways, right?
Yeah.
Only child of a judge, decided that I had to go, absolutely hated it. Year and a half later, left. My best friend from law school became a voiceover agent in LA, sent me a breakdown for a TV show on TLC called Clean Sweep, 2 days, two rooms, $2,000.
$2,000.
That's right, and I got it.
Man, my rugs don't even cost $2,000.
I know.
Heck did you do that?
Yeah, that was called creativity.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, So actually started my career on television. I had been designing homes all through college, and it really was a passion.
Okay.
And I just pursued what I thought I was supposed to do.
Yeah.
And kind of fought it the entire time, and then finally fell into my calling. And I was going to do teaching.
Okay.
So as much as I love to teach, educate, as we do now,
right
the both
right.
of us.
Right.
As soon as I was about to move into the teaching world, I got the TV show, and I thought, you know what, no better way to teach than broad scale. On television, and I hit
See,
it.
See, you know what's so funny, Kelly? Let's just get right into it. I love that.
Yep.
And I love that because the typical person will get conflict,
sure.
internal conflict about that decision.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, you know, here I am, I'm supposed to be a teacher, and then all of a sudden this amazing opportunity comes up. What That's do
right.
I do? And
right.
it's so sad because most people stay stuck in the safe zone.
Right.
How did you battle through that? Because that can't be easy.
No, and none of it actually was easy. So the safe zone was to stay in law school.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
This because that's what my parents wanted me to do, and I'm an only child and love them dearly. So that's what you're supposed to do. That was safe.
Right.
And so I guess pushing back always. Mm-hmm. My parents listening to this would go, she never did what she was
never
supposed
did
to
it,
do.
Yeah, yeah.
She never did what she was supposed to do, so that's not a problem. But everything that's scary I have found is exactly what I should do. So I came up with the rock star principles.
Hmm.
Relationship, opportunity, courage, and then go kick ass. Rocket. And so as soon as I'm scared, that's when I grow. So that stomach thing that we all have, that enteric system where you go, oh wow, this is really scary but super cool, jump. Got to do it. Got to go forward.
And so, question for you. Yeah. Are you naturally a jumper? Are you naturally somebody?
No.
Because there's a lot of people that say, you know what? Easy for you to say, like, I got a family. I got kids.
No.
I got, you know.
Nope. I was a single mom for many years. And
okay,
when I
good.
Started this, I was a single mother with two girls. Young two girls.
How old at the time?
The kids?
Yeah.
They were 3 and 4.
Okay. So listen, ladies, because this is, I love this, and I've said this before on the show. Number one, I understand fully that women have it much tougher than men. Much tougher than men.
Thank you for saying that. Yeah,
no, it's so true. It's both from a responsibility aspect, from a social aspect, from a what you're supposed to do and not do aspect. And, you know, here you are. Obviously, you're an example of what could happen when you just, like, go for it. You know, I gotta know, you know, single mom, two girls, which, you know, my wife makes fun of me all the time. She says I have like this thing for single moms because my mom was a single mom.
That's
so,
right.
So, you know,
totally
like,
get it.
I understand.
Yes.
It's tough, man. It's tough.
Yeah.
How did you battle through that fear and decide to just go for it?
You know what? I have to say that the biggest thing for me was having a support system. Being close to my parents was very helpful.
Okay.
So they were always super supportive once they got over the fact that I dropped out of law school. Let's just start there.
Yeah.
Then when I handed them their grandbabies, they were super okay with
happier,
it.
Happier.
Yeah, they were super okay with it. Then they saw that the career that I wanted to do, the passion that I had, was huge.
Right.
And so I had a support system. It doesn't have to be your family. Obviously, it can be very good friends. But I really do think it's important, whatever that is, maybe colleagues, people that are also doing what you're doing, seeking out people that are have already cut their own path to help you.
Yep, yep.
But the support system was huge for me because I am not a jumper.
Mm-hmm.
I am courageous once I put my mind to something, but it was terrifying. It was terrifying because I was a little girl's, is this gonna work? Am I gonna make this work? You know, how, and it was just keep little baby steps. It was the baby steps, and you're like, oh wow, once you start walking,
right?
You go, oh my gosh, I was back there, now I'm here.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I can do this, and this is gonna work out, and I'm just gonna keep a smile on my face and just charge through.
What was the first baby step for you?
The first baby step was to say yes. I'd actually put off my girl say yes.
Did you, that's a big one.
It's huge
that's
because
huge.
Once you say yes, then you scramble to figure out how to make it happen, and you tell everybody. This is what I'm gonna do. That's also another huge thing for me.
Accountability.
100%.
Go say it.
Yes.
And then everybody's gonna be watching to see if you
exactly.
have the guts to go make it happen, right?
Do it, because then you can't
back down.
No, you have to do it. So the first thing was to say yes to that first show breakdown that she sent me. I said no for about 7 months, you know, with going, how am I gonna do this? I've got little kids, I can't, it's LA, I live in Orange County. How am I gonna blah, 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 blah. And then I just finally went, yes.
Yes.
I'm going to do this. I can tell in my heart this is what I need to do. And then just figure it all out afterwards. And that's what I did, and just jumped.
You know, it's funny, I tell all of our agents, and some of our listeners have heard me say this before, there's three types of people in this world.
Yes.
The first person is a no person.
Mm.
And anything that they're asked, anything that they're challenged with, anything that comes their way, their answer is immediately, no, hold,
yep,
I don't
want
to.
Right.
Anyway, you know, the second type of person is a maybe person.
Right.
A maybe person is if the stars align.
Right.
And it's like, you know, and I'm going to challenge you guys because there's a lot of maybe people out there who are thinking about maybe someday, hopefully, being at Relentless.
One of those.
You know, if like my paycheck comes in and if I have enough to, and then if I could get a ride and if it's the sun is out that day and if.
I you feel know like saying, what? No,
you're never going to make it in life if you're a maybe person like that. And finally, there's yes people.
Yep.
And yes people, the reason why they're yes people, listen to me very carefully, it's not that they're not afraid. It's not that they don't have doubt. It's not that they don't have worry.
Right.
It's that they compartmentalize all of that.
100%.
Right?
100%.
And just go
and
figure out the rest along the way.
Totally. And you know what's so funny is, you know how when you go, oh, no, I'm busy. And somebody will say, oh, do you want to have lunch? And you're not seeing 100% value maybe in that time slot removed from your day.
Right.
So you say no. And then something else comes along that's gonna take five times more time, but you wanna do it. So all
you
of a sudden your day
you
frees
time.
Up.
Yeah.
All of a sudden you've got time, you've got money, you've got, so you have to make the things that you know are going to further you and your career, your job, your life, your social life, your mind, your happiness, whatever it is. Those things you know in your gut, listen to your gut too, P.S. Those things you know in your gut that are going to change your life, even if there's obstacles that look like obstacles are really not there, by the way, they're really not there.
Right.
Do it. Say yes and then figure the rest out, because if it is going to make your life better, do it. I don't understand.
It's funny because you are actually, you're coaching me right now. You know, you're coaching me in that I'm in this, not this transition, but I would say for the last 10 years of my life, Kelly, literally, there's been this voice inside of me that has been telling me what I'm really meant to do.
Yeah.
That there's a lot of people that I can help, you know, and yet, you know, I'm a real estate broker. You know, just like you're a teacher. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so locally, I already know what's going to happen. As a matter of fact, I know what all you local people are going to think before you even think it. You know, oh, it's spreading himself too thin.
All of that garbage,
you know.
Yeah.
And the reality is that the way I see it is, what better of an example of teaching that the principles that you, of showing that
showing.
The principles that you teach actually work.
Right.
By you creating a business that is leveraged, that helps other people, that then allows you to go out and do what you're really...
And that's what I did too.
Absolutely.
So I started something called Design Campus.
Mm.
So being around interior designers, I realized that we all like making things pretty.
Yes.
But nobody likes business. and they don't teach you the business part in school per se. So you do not learn all of those ins and outs. I think a business class, at least one, should be part of every single program. I don't care if you're an art major.
Right.
You need to know about business. And it doesn't happen. And so I found designers struggling. How did you go into television? I want to do it. How do you get published? I want to do it. I want to know about marketing. I want to know about social media. I need to know, need to know. So I went, okay, here it is. Here's my calling. I am going to put together something so that I can educate interior designers about business.
Good for you.
Design Campus went online. I sold it recently.
Good for you.
That was lovely. And now, again, I'm doing a design mastermind.
I love
it. So pulling together those minds that are, they're really, really great. They are rock stars, but they have hit thresholds.
Yeah.
And they're trying to get past that. Yeah.
Here's a thought maybe I can help you with is, you know, what else is needed? On top of knowing business, you need to know sales.
Oh, 100%.
It's so important.
Yeah.
And, you know, sales is like this big, scary word for people.
Totally.
Sales is just having a great conversation based off of great questions.
That's right.
That lead to the end result that is desired by both you and by your prospect.
100%. Yeah. It's funny you say that too, because I've had so many designers say to me, well, I'm not a salesperson. I said, every time you put a proposal together and show them a sofa that's pretty, what do you think you're doing?
That's right.
You actually are the frontline sales force for the entire manufacturing process.
That's right.
You are the sales force.
That's right.
But people don't like to be salesy.
Categorized as a
salesman or woman, whatever you want to say. I'm not a salesperson.
Right.
Yes, you are.
Yes,
you're
are.
In business.
Yes,
period.
You are. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So, you know, something else very interesting about yourself. And I know we're both big believers in your own personal brand.
Oh, yes.
This morning, you don't know this, but as you were coming up, I brand new website, I made sure that all of my profile pictures for all social media sites were consistent. I mean, I'm going crazy. Like, that is so big to me, you know? And something that I really appreciate, by the way, I want you guys to do this because you have to do this. Go, not only go follow Kelly on Instagram, but you need to go scroll down until you see this woman that does not look like this.
That's true. Okay, so it's at designer Kelly Ellis, Kelly with an I, Ellis, lots of E's and L's and I's. Designer Kelly Ellis on Instagram. Yeah, you're right. You have to kind of dig through there.
You got
to
do it. But it's worth the journey.
I know.
It's
worth the journey. That's part of the branding that we're talking about. And I'm not suggesting everybody go cut their hair, but I did have brown hair to the middle of my back for years and years and years. This is real, by the way, this color. So I didn't know this was real because I had been dyeing my hair since high school.
Really?
Yes. And so all of a sudden.
So that's your actual color.
This is real.
Yeah.
And so I thought, okay, I'm going with this because I am sick and tired of this maintenance, and the ladies will appreciate this.
Kelly, I gotta tell you, you looked like everyone else.
I know, before.
You, I mean, you totally, like, you totally just, like, you would not stick out at all.
And I didn't. I was on television for years, and some people go, you look familiar. And I thought, okay, this is irritating. Now, I can't walk through a grocery store. I can't. Like, didn't I see you on HGTV last night? Because it's so distinctive.
Yes.
And then, and everything happened in the last, I've done this 2 years ago, July. And I'm not kidding. Everything happened. I have 6 new licensing deals. Furniture, tile, rugs, lighting, fabric. Right now, doing it. And you're like, boom. The industry just went, oh, we totally know who you are.
Yeah.
Like, recognizable. So I'm not saying go bleach your hair and cut it and do the red lips. But it's a thing.
But you did it.
I did.
You did it. So I want to know about this.
Yes.
So what, because now it's like, this is your uniform. This
totally.
Is your
totally.
Red lipstick, Gucci, black sunglasses, red nails, white hair, some chinchilla stuff going on around here, or whatever that is. That's by design, yes?
Chinchilla people do not write me.
Don't throw a bucket of paint on her.
It's not real.
Calm down.
Yeah.
As they say in Spanish, take it easy.
Yeah.
Take it easy, right?
Yes, this has become a look. In fact, if you go onto my website, my daughter is a graphic designer and she's phenomenal. And she made me a business card that is white hair, black glasses, and red lips. And that's all that it is on the front.
That is
so
awesome.
Good. It's so good. It's great. Come to Relentless. I'll give you one. But it is the brand. And so, again, you have to be distinctive. So what is that? What makes you different?
Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
I just thought about something.
Okay. You gonna bleach your hair?
By the way, no. I'm a New Yorker.
Uh-huh, I can hear it.
And I'm Dominican.
Yeah.
And all we do is yell and interrupt. Nice. So I'm not being rude. That's just my natural.
I do that too, and okay, I'm not even Dominican.
You're not even Dominican.
No, I don't even know.
Okay, good.
Yeah,
okay, good. So let me tell you something.
Yes.
So in working up to Relentless,
yeah.
Obviously everybody knew Gary Vaynerchuk was going to be there.
Yeah.
Everybody's very excited about that.
Yeah.
Ask Lauren. We get emails literally every week of people that want to be on the show.
Oh.
That want to be at Relentless.
Okay.
Like, can I please be at the event?
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, I'll look them up and it's like, no, you're not. I'm not going to put you in front of my people.
Right.
We have a responsibility to put on a Class A event with incredible people.
Right.
And I got to tell you that I remember when your image came across to me. I'll tell you two things that you know, hopefully you can learn from this and teach other people how to do this. Number one, I did think, this is different.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I did think that. Mm-hmm. I remember thinking that. And then second, number two, and this was big. People, you can't be attached to the outcome.
Right.
And what I mean by that is, I've literally had people like, you know, please... Sad face. Can I please be on Relentless, please? And
right.
I'm like, no.
No, now really no.
Now
extra
really no.
No. Yeah,
and now,
no.
Now not
double
ever on God's green earth, you're never coming. And I remember when I spoke to you, you were like, yeah.
Sounds cool.
Yeah, cool. Okay.
Yeah
I could do that.
Right.
You know? But then also, what I really appreciated about you was there was a humility about you also. Like, yeah, I'm not this big rock star. I'm not, you know, even though we are supposed to think of ourselves in that way,
right.
You never came across that way.
You know what? That I think has been, and we'll identify what that means, and because I've tried to hone it, figure it out, and be helpful in helping others figure out what that means.
Mm-hmm.
Humility.
Yeah.
Is huge. And being a little self-deprecating, and being human, and being real, and being honest, and not having the ego. It's hard sometimes when people go, oh, you're fill in the blank and it's something really great. And it's wonderful to hear it, and I don't let it ever sink in too deep, and not on purpose, it's just who I am. But I have no problem sharing every little bit of knowledge that I have, something new that I learned. If somebody says, oh, I love what you're wearing, I'll tell you where to get it. I don't care. Like, I'm not the person that has a wall. I don't have a wall. And I think walls get you nowhere.
Absolutely.
Nowhere. And so I'm glad that came through.
Yeah.
I'm really glad that came through.
Yeah.
Because it's hugely important for me to be open. How can I be a teacher, educator, whatever you want to say, facilitator, friend, mentor, fill in the blank, without being transparent and cool? Just be normal. Just be normal.
You're a conduit.
Yes. But
so you can't do that if you're not open.
Totally.
You know where that came from. Kudos to your parents.
Oh, yeah. You know, my dad was the mayor of our city when I was growing up. I grew up in Garden Grove.
Get out of here.
Yeah. And he is that way. And my mom is the same. Realer than real. My parents are just real.
Yeah.
And to look at them, you wouldn't know if they had money or they didn't have money. You wouldn't know how they felt about anything. They were just friendly, open, wonderful people. And he's extremely smart. He was a judge and a mayor and... in front of people, and I learned that humility and normal, just being normal with everyone, always just real from them.
Awesome.
Yeah,
I love it.
Good people.
I love it. Yeah. I always think about that.
Yeah.
I always think about that because I it's not only that I have kids, but I think about my wife.
Oh, sure.
You know, and I think about, you know, this may sound weird, but kind of like what attracted me to her was her parents.
Oh, yeah.
Because I didn't have that kind of stability, you know what I'm saying, in my life.
Yep.
And so I really thought, you know, okay, behind a great person is a great set of parents.
Right.
Or if not, a great role model, or if not, a great journey.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying?
I do. Because you've met people who, even if they didn't have that, they had a fantastic grandparent or somebody that really, you know, influenced their lives.
Yeah.
My girls are a product of divorce. Their dad is in their life. He's a great guy. Lives in Australia, also an entrepreneur.
Oh, awesome.
And their stepfather is also an entrepreneur. You may know him, John Spencer Ellis. He does business coaching, business, all
the
kinds of...
The name sounds familiar.
Well, we live in the same world.
Oh, okay, cool.
So go figure that we have an entrepreneur daughter who's on her way to Europe after she graduated.
Good for her.
The other one's an entrepreneur. But you are concerned about that when you think about not only Europe bringing and then people you bring in your life.
Yeah.
who you're marrying and their family,
right.
But also what you're doing to your own kids and what you're showing them, you know. And it's just so how old are your kids?
10, 8, and a year and a half.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So you're in the throes of all of the fun.
Yeah.
Mine are 21 and 22.
Okay.
Two girls.
Awesome.
And when you get to that point and go, oh, they saw it. Because it's terrifying. Okay, let's go back to being single mom.
Yes.
It's so scary to, one, leave your kids. I called her my wife, Jenny. She was my assistant, Jenny. I didn't know what groceries were in the fridge. Because I was gone. I was in LA going back and forth.
Wait, did you say your wife, Jenny?
Yeah, I called her my wife, Jenny.
It's so crazy because my mom and I were kind of not like mom and son. We were like...
Yeah, because you had to be.
I was the leader of the household, basically.
100%. You had to do it. And she had to rely on you to do it.
Right, right.
And the girls were little, and I didn't know it was happening like with them daily. Jenny was doing, you know, taking them there, and you had to have that person. She's still in my life, and she's wonderful. But you just hope that they get it at one point and go, oh, mom, I am this because of you in a good way.
Yeah.
Because it's so, so scary. And of course, your mom is, I'm sure if she's
she
still
just
here.
Passed. She passed.
Okay, I was going to say, if she's still here, she's still proud of you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Uh-huh. But just you feel so proud that you at least could instill something, be it hard work, be it a good person.
Faith,
100%. And being that real person that you need them to be through their lives to have that openness as well. So then they're successful.
You know what? I just caught something. Mm. It was probably a lot easier for you to make the decision to say yes because your ex-husband is an entrepreneur.
Yep.
Your
totally.
stepfather is an entrepreneur.
Yeah.
So you were surrounded in an environment of of entrepreneurs and where essentially that's normal to you.
Yeah.
So I guess the question is, talk about how important that support system at home really is.
Yep. Well, I have to say this. When I first said yes, I was single and my ex was working for a company. He was an entrepreneur.
Oh, okay.
And my current wasn't.
Well, there goes that point.
Yeah. My current wasn't a current yet.
Right.
So, and I married two Ellises, and that's a whole nother conversation. Literally, two men.
They're both
with the
same last name.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't want to change my name. It's a pain to go to the DMV. Who wants to go there? It's awful. It's horrible. So, I had to make that choice without that support system. And my father's a judge. There was no entrepreneurs actually whatsoever around me.
Oh wow. Okay.
None.
Okay.
But I just kind of knew that spirit was there.
Yeah.
And probably because I didn't really work for anybody for my entire life.
Mm-hmm.
Not a good thing. You should go get a job ASAP.
Yeah.
But my kids were forced to get a job at like 15. I'm like, no, you will work and get skin in the game and you need to work with people. And I hadn't. So I almost was forced to be an entrepreneur because I was an only child and I had no work experience. None. My parents said, as long as you're in school, we'll help you. But you know, you have to stay in school 100%. And that actually wasn't helpful, I have to say, at all.
Gotcha.
Not at all. So that came later. I will say that putting together the educational design campus and that summit that I created, like what you're doing, same thing. I had 600 people there. You know, like it was good. That was because of my current husband.
Oh, good.
He is the same mind.
He pushed you to,
Of course you can do that.
Yes.
And that,
yes.
You know, it's just a cool thing to have that support system. I actually probably wouldn't have moved forward with the gusto that I did if I hadn't had him to bounce things.
Okay,
you were on. So the first yes, not so much, but the big yes to wanting to help more people in a live event.
Right.
On stage, bringing great guests, bringing the information they need, showing them how to have actionable walk away steps to bettering their lives and their business. All those things that you're after, I did it with a mentor. I did it with that person. Now you're that mentor for them.
Hmm.
I became that mentor for all of the people in my audience.
Right, right.
And that's important because they need to know they have somebody to lean on.
Right, absolutely.
As we did.
Absolutely. Yeah. I love it. So here's, I don't want to get too much into this because we're going to be talking about this a lot at Relentless.
Yep.
Marketing.
Yes.
And by the way, you guys don't know that this happened, but Kelly and I started doing this interview online.
Yeah.
And the connection was so bad, the internet connection was so bad, but the connection between us was so good. I was like, look, we have to do this in front of each other.
Exactly.
And I think the energy and the chemistry is going to be fantastic.
Yep.
Talk to them about marketing.
Yes.
You know, because here you are, when you talk about marketing, and by the way, I'm going to have you do this for our agents
in a little bit.
Is that okay?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, good. All right, good. Yes, thank you so much. So, you know, you have experienced success, you know, at the highest levels of personal branding and personal marketing. Mm-hmm. You're on TV, the whole show. Some basics.
Yes. Well, what you said earlier is really important. You have to make sure that every single time somebody sees you, looks you up, comes across you, or there's a link or connection, is consistent. What I find most often when I have people come into a group, say I'll do a branding or marketing talk, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I will pick some poor sucker out of the audience. I always apologize beforehand, and I'll get Susie Q, whoever it is, and I will put up every single one of her social media posts. So we'll bring up her Facebook, her Snapchat, her Instagram, her Twitter, and her website, if she has all of those.
Right.
And we'll look at what we see.
And they're all different.
All different. Not girls' night out, partying on this one.
Yes.
Because this one's private. There's no such thing, BTW.
There's no such thing. Okay.
Then you have, nothing is consistent.
Yeah.
Okay, first problem. Because if I'm going to look you up, and I don't know who you are, and I want you to come speak in my event or your event, really? Like, you're out.
Right.
I don't know who you are. I can't tell in a second.
That's another thing. I mean, you know, a lot of times it's, you know, we do this when we're hiring an employee.
Sure.
We do this when people want to be at the event.
Yeah.
One thing I do right away, I just go look at them and see the quality of the headshot.
Of course.
You know, and if it looks like you sat in a booth at Kmart for 25 cents, like you're a Kmart 25 cent kind of person.
That's right.
I'm not going to want you to represent me at an event.
Yep.
And you got to understand, people do this when they're looking for a real estate professional.
Right.
People do this, if you're a restaurant owner, they will look at how clean your restaurant is, how the presentation of the food
that's
is.
Right.
It's across the board important.
That's right. And people, they always say, oh, well, that's just so superficial. Yep. Yep, it is. Yes, it is. Done.
Deal with
it. Now what? Move on. And you're either going to be in or you're out. And we're not saying that you have to spend $5,000 to $10,000 for a headshot. But do spend some good money getting good quality headshots, because that is what we're going to see across all platforms. We should see it across all platforms, because that is the consistency. So the number one thing for marketing for me is start off with consistency. You have to be good. And what it is you're putting out there has to be exactly you. What message are you saying? If you don't know, you can't answer the question yourself, give it to 10 of your friends and family and say, what does that, you don't know me. Even a stranger is better off. You don't know me. Tell me the 5 words that come to your mind when you see that picture.
Yep.
And if it's hoochie mama, if it's too sexy, I don't know what I'm buying from you.
Right.
Bad.
Yes.
Don't do it. We talked about this briefly.
We did.
Right?
We did.
Okay, so your breasts may enter the room before you, but don't lead with them. Okay? Don't leave.
I'm
with
serious,
them.
Ladies.
I can't.
You know,
that's a
you
whole
know, we
thing.
This happened once. We were going to hire a babysitter.
Okay. Oh, well.
A babysitter. We were going to hire a babysitter, and whenever we're going to hire anybody,
sure,
we'll just look through social media.
Sure.
We'll look through social media, and you know, obviously, we came through this profile of this potential babysitter.
Right.
And Claudia goes,
nope.
And I'm like, what's wrong with her?
Yeah.
You know. And I mean, she just it's not happening, because
bad character.
Ladies. We don't need to see that much of you.
Ever.
Ever. When
Ever.
That happens, you're telling people something.
Yeah.
You're telling people, I am desperate for your attention.
Yeah.
Please give it to me.
Yep. 100% insecurity. You know, I actually have a couple of friends that are in the educational space. And they're actually in the educational space for women. And when I go onto their Facebook profile, it looks like a small child's butt is right here. And I said, who are you marketing to?
Right.
What woman is going to look at this and go, wow, I don't see this person as a giant walking insecurity beacon? Like, no, don't do that. You don't need to do that. I just don't understand how that happens.
Well, what about the guys?
Oh, the selfie in the mirror? No, don't do that. Again, your abs have nothing to do with what the conversation that I'm trying to have with you.
Yeah.
Your sales ability, any of those things. Confidence is great. I can see that in a great suit.
Yeah.
I can see that in a look.
And a great smile.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. But every girl will tell you that. A real woman will go, oh, no, it's a smile in the eyes. That's the first thing that we're going to notice about you.
So we've covered the don'ts in marketing.
It's a little bit of the do's.
And here's what we're going to do. At Relentless, what we'll do is we'll actually take them through,
great,
you know, what to do in social media, how to do it.
Yeah.
one of the things that I wanted to mention, you know, obviously I'm excited about the event. Obviously I'm proud of the event.
Yes.
But you don't see me posting like every image about the event. Like right. I'll throw one in a day because the timeline is, the countdown is here.
Yep.
But then I'll mix it in with a couple of others and then I'll sneak another one in. And we're going to go over all of that with you at the event. Sound good?
Sales funnels are huge. It's a big deal, and you're doing it constantly no matter what you're doing. You're, you know, even getting people to this event to teach them how to change their lives forever.
Right.
You still have to understand the mind of a consumer.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Awesome. Any final thoughts?
I am beyond excited. Thank you so much for inviting me.
It's going to be fun.
Yeah, just the invitation. I'm super, super happy. It's a whole new world of people, your people, so I appreciate that. It's very, I actually met a gal at in Vegas at the HD Expo who is coming.
Oh.
And she did made a beeline up to me to say hi.
Cool.
Right away recognized. I'm sure it was the hair.
Yep, I'm sure.
And we took a photo together and did a little post about it and just
awesome.
Talking. She's beyond excited. She and her husband both.
Awesome.
And I can't wait. I can't wait to meet your people and say hey and just talk and get close and advise and teach and come together.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. Definitely, it's the second year we put on the event. So for me, it's, you know, I hate to be cheesy like this, but it's kind of like a dream come true, you know, because it's, you know, whenever we do these podcasts or these events, it's really an expression of myself. Mm-hmm. And it's really an expression of what I'm working to accomplish in the world and help others accomplish. So definitely excited about it. How do they get a hold of you? How do they follow you?
Yes. The website, kelliellis.com, K-E-L-L-I, with a heart or a star, depending on your mood. Ellis, E-L-L-I-S.com. And then Designer Kelly Ellis on Instagram, Twitter, Designer Kelly. They should be the same, so that is going to be a lesson. Don't let people start accounts for you and then forget passwords. So important.
That's cool. So important. Yes.
So that's a lesson that you all can learn from me. As I'm constantly struggling to get over it. But please say hello.
We can't tell, by the way.
I know. Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's silly. But please say hello because I would love to meet you at the event. And then afterwards, of course, people have questions and I'm super happy to help.
Awesome. Yes. Awesome. Awesome. That's a wrap. I believe this is the episode number 2 of the Danny Morrell Show.
Nice.
Don't forget to join us live on Facebook and on Instagram every Thursday afternoon, 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And go check out the new website, DannyMorrell.com. If you got a question, go on DannyMorrell.com/ask, and we'll go ahead and call you live on the show and help you with your business or life or mental block question or whatever it is that you need help with. We want to help you out with that. And as always, make sure to give us a 5-star rating on iTunes, on Stitcher, on SoundCloud, wherever you're listening to this.
I feel like we're on Dancing the Stars
right
now.
Yes, absolutely.
Oh,
five. And share with all your family members and friends. That's it. See you all at Relentless. We are 3 weeks away.
Woo. Bye-bye.
Awesome?
Awesome.
Awesome. Let's go.
All right.